All right, so we are now recording. Jane, thank you. And I just gave a really great answer to a long-winded question. I'm not going to summarize. However, I will do a repeat on that for some of you elsewhere so that you get it. We just answered, and this will be in the transcript. However, yeah, that's a little bit odd, but I compared MitoPure with yoked, talked also about the difference between taking yoked, the supplement, versus eating, say, three eggs every day. And does eating the eggs mean you don't need it? And we also talked about creatine and where that comes in addition to eating protein versus I'm eating as much as I can and taking an essential amino acid. So if you're interested in that and the answer to that question, just ask and we'll share that again. It's actually a really great question. And Nancy says, relatively new member, just started week five of Stronger Three. I was having difficulty on what to do on the non-weight workout days besides walking. Feel like I'm missing some cardio. Just noticed the optimal Stronger cardio tracker. Is it okay to do this 3 days a week in addition to walking? Trying not to overdo, but felt like I'm not doing enough. And first, great question, really great question, and really common feeling because we've been subject to you should feel exhausted and otherwise you're not doing enough, right? That message, I'm going to ask anybody here, does that resonate with you? Because we were told you should probably be suffering, you should be exhausted, you should be tired, you should be feeling pain because that's weakness leaving your body. Wasn't that the meme? And the truth is, you're supposed to feel good. So the real ask here, Nancy, is how do you feel on 0 to 4 when you're tracking your wellness numbers? How's your sleep? Are you getting to sleep, staying to sleep, getting up when you want to and waking rested? Digestion good, elimination is good, you're functioning well, you're starting to get more energy, not less, because you're exercising. Walking and weight training should not be discounted. So if you are anywhere close to exhausted, you're tired all the time, stay with walking and weight training until you get the nutrition, the sleep, and all those things dialed in. Then if you want something, what you want is high intensity interval training. What we don't want is moderate exercise that we all grew up with in the 70s and 80s thinking was wonderful, that I grew up as a young adult telling you, be sure you're in your target heart rate zone. And I apologize, right? We only knew what we knew. We now know that that middle zone, so if walking is here, there's a threshold then where cortisol begins to accumulate negatively. If we go, say, longer than about 45 minutes, that is the line. Some of us probably can tolerate 45 minutes okay because we're in condition, we're used to it. And again, though, you come back to, am I at my optimal weight, optimal body composition, optimal energy? I'm sleeping really well, I digest really well. And if you don't, then leave it out. Because it's not working. But then above that point, this is where we get breathless. High intensity interval training done. Get breathless for 30 seconds, stop, recover completely, go again. And you do that between 4 and 6 times during a session. Warm up and cool down on other end. Your 20 minutes start to end, done, goodbye. That's enough. If you truly did high intensity interval training, you are ready to be done. You, though, finish feeling good because anybody can sprint all out, cross the finish line for less than 30 seconds. And then we recover completely within 2 minutes easily. But what you've done is optimal for visceral belly fat, for not inspiring cortisol, because we're just barely up and then we're back down, recovering completely, which is how cortisol is meant to be used. Instead of keep elevating cortisol until now it's with us all day long, putting us into fat storage. So that moderate range we learned is really our nemesis. We got away with it in our 20s and 30s. But did we? I'm going to encourage you to think about that on your own. Were you tired all the time? Were you reaching for Diet Coke? And were you having sugar on the side to get through the day? Because you really didn't have stable energy. You were using adrenaline and cortisol, and you needed more sugar when you didn't have it, or more caffeine. So be honest with yourself, because I think a lot of us maybe think, I did so much cardio back then, but how did you really feel? And were you constantly thinking also about what do I eat next? Because that, for a lot of my clients and students over the years, has been the case. When they do a lot of cardio, it's all about what can I eat now? Because there's a vicious cycle there. You don't tend to get that with high intensity interval training, and nor with walking. So with walking, we work at a level under where cortisol is inspired. In fact, cortisol is lower after walking because you're just using circulating cortisol in the bloodstream as opposed to turning cortisol on the release of it for the fuel for the energy. So that's what happens in middle range cardio, quote unquote. We tend to inspire cortisol release because we have to have it for the energy. But when we sneak in really high level for short periods of time, we help ourselves get it, yes, and then clear it right back out of there. When we walk, we don't ever elevate it above a point where cortisol is problematic. We're using circulating cortisol. So it actually works in our favor to do it. So you can move every day. You can do really short sessions every day. And you may, when you feel like I'm doing great, my energy is great, my optimal body composition, it's turning around, it's getting where I want it to be. Test it. If you really love cardio, test it for yourself. But I would introduce it 1 or 2 days a week first to see how it goes. You may find that the more, quote unquote, cardio you do, the less fit you actually are. The two things that will improve your fitness the most and the fastest are walking as a foundation. Elite athletes, Olympians build a base on very low level of fitness, a lot of it, 80% of it. And then they peak, which is poof, power, and making that count with high intensity interval training or with weight training. It doesn't take a lot of it. It takes a little of really high quality stuff to actually get the fitness we want. And then go play all day. Go garden, go stand up paddleboard, go play golf, go do all the things you love to be active, not to burn calories or to exercise. So if you think of it that way, that may swap things around a little bit. So again, when you say trying not to overdo, that is a great statement, I think, for all of us. Pay attention to how well is it working? Is your energy a 4 out of a 4? If we're exercising and getting the results that most of us are after, more energy, not less, the desire to spontaneously be more active during the day, you're sleeping really well, digesting really well, functioning cognitively really well, your memory should improve, and your ability to problem solve and mood, all of those things should be improving. Libido should be improving, all of it. But if it's not, then I would pull back a little bit and make sure you're focusing on these two things and resistance training. They're going to give you the most benefit. So move forward with more activity if you feel really good, and then pull back on specifically the middle range stuff when you're not feeling that great. So I hope that was helpful for anyone. Linda said, what are some ways that you like to boost the protein of meals using 2 to 3 eggs? I don't. So I don't use eggs frequently at all. So if I were having eggs, generally I would have egg whites, and I would have enough egg whites to cover 25 to 30 grams of protein at that meal. And then I'm doing sauteed vegetables in, say, coconut aminos. And by the way, the coconut aminos are not adding a ton of essential amino acids. It's just the name of the product. So it's a Bragg's product. Instead of using soy sauce, it gives a little Asian flavor. So I don't eat a lot of whole eggs. If I do, occasionally I might, because it's all I have. Maybe I'm out of egg whites. And so I'll throw one or two whole eggs in with egg whites, and that might be just how I get it. But for anybody else, if you're doing, say, an egg, you might do, sausage, turkey sausage that you've made yourself, just ground turkey and the seasonings. You could do bacon if you do that. Or this morning I had leftover roasted salmon, and I will often have that for breakfast if I have leftovers. And usually, I will cook 5 or 6 pieces of salmon when I cook it. And I'll do extras if I'm cooking for a family meal, just not just for all the people dropping in, but so I know for the next couple of days I've got salmon. So a little salmon with it, that would be another thing. So depending on what your taste, your preference is, hopefully that helps. Chris says, I'm in stronger four now. Lately, I've been struggling to get in all the macros. Oops, 2 weeks ago, I was eating 110 grams of protein. Now I'm getting at about 90, and that's been a challenge. Just wondering if it's, oops, sorry. Just wondering if it's okay for me to only get 90. My plan was to eat 120, but instead I'm eating less. Feeling full all the time, rarely hungry. Energy is good. Smart scale shows I've gained 0.5 pound of muscle and lost some fat. Woohoo! So, a couple of things. Results speak to everything. I don't want anybody to overfeed, or, force feed is what I've called it, where you're just making yourself eat when you're not hungry or you're overly full. But one question I would ask is, are you digesting it well? So if it's not going through, so digestion and elimination, are you gassy, bloated, constipated, or have diarrhea? Any of those are true, then potentially you're not breaking down that food. So the more protein you increase, the more it needs to be true that you're breaking down that protein so that it's going to have a satiety factor, making you feel more full, more satisfied for a longer period of time. But also, if you're active, we should have a legit, pace of, I've got a good appetite. I eat a good meal. I stay full for 3 to 4 hours, no problem. But then, at 4 hours or more, I could eat again. That's kind of where we want you to be. So I would answer all those questions for you or anybody else who's listening to this. Are you digesting it and breaking it down? And you may need a little help or supplement. So betaine HCl for stomach acid for breaking proteins down in the foods that you're eating. You can also begin to add things that are natural coming from food. So squeezing lemon onto foods that you're about to eat, putting it in water, apple cider vinegar. So about a tablespoon in a full glass of water. So dilute it. Don't take a shot. It's kind of silly. And you can drink it through a straw. So it bypasses the enamel on your teeth and your dentist doesn't get nervous. But that can help inspire your own stomach acid. But I would start with betaine HCl. And here's the way sometimes someone will try it and say, well, that didn't work for me. But often we're taking it according to just what does it say on the bottle? It says take two before a meal. And often you may need more stomach acid than that. So there are ways to test how much do you need and are you low in stomach acid? So you can do a baking soda and water test to take it. and determine, do you have any burping? And if you don't have any burping, probably a sign that you don't have any stomach acid, because that should inspire burping, not discomfort, but you're very, very uncomfortable anyway. It's tolerable, but it will be an easy way for you to say, you know what, I need a little help with that stomach acid. So betaine HCl, that's not a brand name, that is an actual stomach acid that we made plentifully in our 20s. We don't so much at 30 and 40 and 50 and 60, and at 70 we make about 10% what we made at 20 because of stress, because of age. For women, probably our hormones that impact our gut microbiome significantly also bother it. But I think women would agree. More often than not, we have more things on our mind. We worry about more things. We ruminate on them, and that impacts our digestion significantly more than for males. So getting some support and breaking down the proteins that you're eating might be helpful as opposed to avoiding eating the proteins. So you might want to try it, especially if you commented yes to there's sometimes gas or bloating or constipation or diarrhea. And definitely if there's more than one of those on a regular basis, I would look at that. So the minimum that I would recommend based on science from many of the protein researchers, and one of the pioneers is Dr. Donald Lehman. So if you've heard of Dr. Gabrielle Lyon, so beautiful woman, doctor in New York City. I was in a mastermind with her for several years, about 8 years ago, before she really took off. And her mentor, so he was actually her major professor and now is a business partner, I think. But Dr. Donald Lehman, since the 1990s, has been doing research on protein, on geriatrics, on aging, and the benefits and need for protein and or muscle breakdown. And, you know, he is notorious for saying 100 grams of protein a day is really the bottom line for everyone. So from the smallest person here, that might be Linda C, to no matter what size you are, 100 grams is the lowest or least amount that you would want. And that is just for metabolic health, staying alive, no disease. That's what it's for supporting your metabolic health. That is your lean muscle mass, which is your blood sugar stabilization or regulation, which is your avoidance of prediabetes, your support for avoiding heart disease and cancers. So there's so much more than just how you look and your muscle, but muscle we have to begin to think of as this isn't just an aesthetic. This isn't about sleeveless arms anymore. This is about heart disease, belly fat, prediabetes. So looking at what do we need to do, 100 grams of protein is kind of that bottom line. So if you're getting less than that on a regular basis, you want to ask why. Why, if I'm an active woman who makes a lot of decisions during the day, and most women with a heartbeat do, but especially if you're working, right, then you deserve to have a good and accurate, you know, or adequate appetite, kind of a readiness for meals. So overnight, you know, and meal to meal in the morning, if you've gone 3 to 4 hours and you're not at least beginning to think, you know, about, well, I could eat something, you know, you might want to consider why. Why would that be? Is my digestion sluggish? You know, am I actually not totally eliminating, or things are just sitting and not truly digesting? So I would look at what's the root cause of why we're not hitting those numbers and ask why am I not hungry? Why is it so hard to get it all in? So that I'm hoping will just make you curious, not nervous, but curious. Thank you, Chris, by the way. Lori said, I had the recording message when signing in. Are you telling me that you've recorded the whole thing, Lori? Is that what you're telling me there? Nancy says, thank you. Needed to hear that again. It makes a lot of sense. I like the hit and sleep well, but probably not enough. Okay, well, that's an easier problem. So you're way ahead of the game. If you too are a woman here who's sleeping pretty well, but just maybe not enough because, there's a good movie on or you want to watch the end of it, or you're reading a book that's too good, you got to put that book down and get a worse one, right? So you can fall asleep easier. Linda, try for 100 grams a day. Chris is very good. Thanks, Deborah. You're welcome. Okay. Anybody else have a question? I am going to give something and then I'm going to ask for or apologize in advance to those of you who are here who are in the 12-week stronger program. For a moment, I'm going to address those of you who are here in any of our membership options. So they're rolled out last week the option of you can actually take an entire collection and add it to your calendar. However, I want to point out that that will override the program design that is proven in science to work. So remember that a proven program tweaked is no longer a proven program. So I can't guarantee you that that program worked for anyone if you do it differently than intended. So each of the 12-week programs that we have were based on science, featuring females who were in some stage of peri to postmenopause, and are designed around giving you adequate rest that includes 72 hours between intense resistance training. And so, if you go in and you say, I want to add this to my calendar in that feature, that is great. In fact, I think it was last week I just shared, you can do this. Since that, they've actually upgraded it. So, it's a very cool feature, but it's not really cool if you want to follow the program design that Stronger 1 through 10 and Lifted 1 and 2 follow and were designed for. So let's take Stronger 3, for example. There are 12 workouts in Stronger 3. The guide for Stronger 3 will tell you that you're doing two workouts, the same one video for week one. So say you choose your days are Monday and Thursday. You're going to put those workouts, if you are adding to calendar, you would take each individual video. So you'd take that video one and you'd add it to your Monday and you'd add it to your Thursday. Boom. And you'd go to the next video, video two, and you'd add it to your next week on the days that work for you and you're not traveling or crazy busy. That's the ideal. If you added that entire collection and you said, I want to do 2 days per week and I want to do Monday and Thursday. What it will do, because it's intelligent, but it's not really intelligent, what it will do is take workout one, workout two, and put them in week one on Monday and Thursday. Then workout for week three and week four will be for your week two, Monday and Thursday. So you see what I'm saying? You'll be done with that 12-week program in 6 weeks. Not ideal. Right. And if you chose, I'm going to do 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you'll be done with that program in 4 weeks, but you won't have gotten rest and recovery. You won't have gotten the adequate, let's get acquainted with this video and then let's really do this more intensely the second time opportunity. Every time you do a workout, it'll be different and unique. And potentially, you'll still be on a lot of first dates, which nothing wrong with a first date, but I've had some not so good ones. I don't know about you. Second one, usually better, right? Because you kind of know what to expect, you know what weights to pick up, and yet you don't get to the point of over fatigue with anything. It's still pretty fresh. So you want to make sure that you've chosen the program that you're in based on the design. That if you're doing Stronger Three, ideally you're doing it because it's about 45 minutes each workout, includes a warm up and a cool down. You don't have to think, you just need to push play. You have all three of your weights there and you have your ball there and you're good to go. And you're just getting acquainted. Maybe you need that shorter. I don't have an hour, but I have 45 minutes. You're maybe relatively new. And so you are doing between 15 and 20 repetitions, or you're like me. You've been around the block. You've done things a long time, but you realize there is value in coming back to doing a season of slightly lighter and more repetitions in order not to overuse or abuse joints. So realize that that feature of dropping into your calendar is great, but the best place where you could use it as I'm going to drop that whole collection in would be if you're doing a reset and you're going to do the 10-day reset or the 12-day reset. That's how that was intended. Drop all of day one into day one and allow it to do that for you. So that kind of a use of it can be awesome. So let me know if that makes sense, if anybody has questions based on that. So Laura, you have it. Awesome. I don't know how you get it to me, but if you can, that would be fantastic. That's so good because that first probably 20 minutes talking about yoked and MitoPure and creatine and essential acids and eating protein kind of in all of them, how we think about them would be great to have. So Lori, I think we talked to each other on Google. So if you can share the link with me, that would be great. Love that. Thank you so much. You didn't know it was your day to watch for me, but you did. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Anybody else have a question or we will start wrapping up today? I somehow do not think with this dark sky that Moses is going to get an after supper walk, but that's okay. I think I've answered everybody's question. Does anyone want to drop one in while we're still here? Jane said, should I have received anything additional on the Midwest retreat by now? Not yet, actually, Jane, but we are. I just got another question about hotels and lodging. And so we will add another one to it so that those of you who are getting booked. So anybody else who's local near Iowa or traveling through or wanting to, let me know. We have a few spots left in the August retreat. And I just did one with a group, a private group of sisters and sister-in-laws who get together annually and do something together. They all like each other. So super fun to go to them and to deliver. So I look forward to it. And in fact, not the same group, but that's exactly how I got started doing these about 15 years ago by a private group. Amber said, is it better to do a program to get back into things or start out with Stronger Three if I've not been lifting in the past few months? And I would consider Stronger Three. I would consider Stronger Three a program. So I would definitely do something organized, you know, as opposed to random. And that's the other thing I'll throw out. So somebody mentioned that someone was trying this workout and then that workout. And, you know, I want you to know that you are here, ideally, you're here in the membership as opposed to in YouTube doing something because you have a very specific goal. We've looked very specifically at your hormone status, your activity age, your any limitations you might have and your goals. And we've suggested, here's your GPS, start with this, go to this. And if you're not doing that, you know, take advantage by all means of getting started and doing a program that is fit for you. Doesn't mean that you can't go and plug in other things or create favorites elsewhere, but that getting on that 12-week strength training program so that your week three is related to what you've done week one and two and will do in week four. Progression may be less important than anything if you're not doing anything at all. That's true. However, once you have been, the more we want to start to, let's get specific. Let's think about, what did we do last time? What are we doing this time? Because the better we get at choosing those responses, the better results we'll get. So remember that if you want very specific results, you can't do very random exercise, even though everything within is built for you. Some of it is built within, here's A and B and C and D, and let's go through them in order to get it. There may be those days where you throw in, the workout that's got programmed for me is 54 minutes long and I don't have 54 minutes. I'm going to go to this go-to favorite of mine that I like that's 22 minutes. Perfectly fine. Much better as an alternative than not doing it. But if in general you can stick with a program, you're going to get better results from the proven program results that's there. So just keep in mind, jumping around from this to that to pulling is possible in the app. But if you really want progressive specific results, follow a progressive specific program. So I would say Stronger 3 is fantastic, 45 minutes, but still, organized, a great repetition range, a little bit higher. And when you start higher, you always have the option of, say, you go through the first 6 weeks like that, Amber, with 15 to 20 reps, and you decide, I'm actually feeling stronger already, because you will get to the point of fitness faster than you did the first time as you return to it. And you may feel like, I want to pick up slightly heavier weights, so maybe I'm going to try and fatigue it 10 to 12. And you have the ability and latitude to do that in a Stronger 3. Whereas you also have the, here's the program, and structure is everything for most of us. And it's perfectly okay to color outside the lines in the structure to make it fit you. But I hope that was helpful. I've done Stronger 4, 9, 10, lifted 1, went back to Stronger 3 after my hip replacement, and it's been awesome. Linda said that. Okay. Awesome. Like Blissmas or Hot Not Bothered. So Blissmas is 12 days. Hot Not Bothered is 10. And if you're just not sure, like, how do I feel right now? Jumping into one of those would really be a way to ease yourself back in, figure out, where's my energy level? You know, and if you're feeling at the end of those 10 days, like, you know, I'm now feeling great, and I know I could actually do more, and then choose from there, get back into Stronger or Stronger 3 or one of the others, because you might surprise yourself and say, gosh, I feel better than I thought I might. So that would be a great on-ramp as well. Yeah. Need to make reservations. Yep. Okay. Thanks, Jane. We will get that out for the Midwest retreat. Okay, everybody. Thank you so much. Thanks for all your questions. A lot of great questions. Thank you. You are welcome. Yes, all of you. Thanks so much. Okay. Have a great rest of your evening, everybody. Appreciate you being here.